This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To What's on Your Mind Friday edition of the program. We're going to talk some Bison football today. Sioux hockey tonight. They're back at it. Excuse me. UND Fighting Hawks hockey. Tonight at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Been a little bit of a drought. They've been gone for quite a while. So I'm looking forward to that. I may even have some tickets for that. You just stay tuned for all that more. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the full hour. And this hour we have wide open for you. Yes, you. To tell us what's on your mind. And I would imagine it might have something to do with President Trump ordering an airstrike that killed a top Iranian commander. Big news on that today. The market doesn't like it much, but it's, you know, I mean, that's a little bit of uncertainty, and you get that, but there's a whole lot of good built into the market that they can afford to 200-300 points here at this point, which is what it's down. But here's my take on this whole situation with Iran, and I'd like yours, honestly. More than anything today on the program, I want responses from North Dakotans and South Dakotans and Minnesotans and folks from Montana. And I don't want any from Hollywood. I'm kind of done with John Cusack and Rose McGowan. I don't need any more of that insanity. But I do appreciate full disclosure on how these people think. Don't you? Because I want to keep that in mind every time I see them talk about how Trump this and Trump that. And I mean, this Hollywood actress sends an apology tweet to Iran and says, "Don't kill us, please." I kid you not. Geraldo Rivera's wetting the bed. Do you have Geraldo and Brian Kilmeade from this morning anywhere, Kev?
I don't, but it was epic.
Try and find that.
I will try and find
it's
that.
It's kind of fun. You know, this Rose McGowan said, I don't want to paraphrase it. Maybe you guys can find it. Todd, Kevin, one of you find, Todd, you find John Cusack's tweet, and Kevin, you find Rose McGowan's, and we'll share those with you, okay? Benjamin Netanyahu, of one of our supreme allies in this world, has given credit to Donald Trump, saying he deserves the credit for acting forcefully and that Israel stands with the U.S. Here's my quick take on the whole thing. We have been at war with Iran for a long time. I had some dear friends led by Grant Wills, Shane Beckert, and others that were part of the 141st. Rusty Ort was 142, right? Or see the one, I can't remember, the military police unit, but folks that were in Iraq.
Yep.
And our North Dakota guard forces in Iraq, their job was to hunt bombs. Well, the bombs were brought in from Iran.
Yep.
Iran, throughout the entire effort in Iraq, was actively trying to kill our servicemen. And they've continued that. They're the number one terrorist actor globally. Okay? It's them. So this idea that, oh, Trump's going to get us in a war. We've been in a war. Now, the way we fought the war previously was to suck up to the bad guys. Like what John Kerry and Barack Obama did. Heidi Heitkamp went along with it. To play footsie with Iran.
Think bigger picture. We've been at war with this ideology for centuries.
Well, that's true. So with the ideology for sure, and, yep. And with Iran specifically. I mean, look at the hostage crisis.
Iran.
Look at the, you know the I mean the Shah of Iran. You go back. I mean, we can
decades.
Long darn time. So, so that's number one. Number two, if Trump is presented with a piece of intelligence that says, Mr. President, we have the top Iranian commander, the man we know from our intelligence on the ground that's responsible for killing our soldiers. We know where he's at exactly in Iraq. We can put a missile dead center in his bedroom.
Through his car window.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yes or no, sir? Yes or no? Let me ask you this. If he had said no, and we found out about it 6 months, a year from now, would that not be impeachable?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, all right.
I mean, in other words, yeah. I don't see the president as having a lot of choice here.
His inaction has cost the lives. You know, the guy can't win.
So one, we were already at war. Two, intel finds this guy. We could take him out. That's like saying, would we take Obama? Would we take Osama out? Would we take Saddam Hussein out? Of course, you're going to do that, right? That's a no-brainer. So, and number three is this. I want you to think right now a little bit about if you were a bad actor, a terrorist, a terror leader. You're rogue. You hate the U.S. You get up every day trying to plot and plan against the U.S. to kill its citizens. How do you think you slept last night? You think you had a little insomnia, a little tossing and turning maybe going on? Even with the MyPillow, I think any terrorist leader last night would have been in a world of hurt, not getting a whole lot of sleep. That's called deterrence.
All plans are off.
That's called we can find you anywhere. We have. And I didn't always agree with Trump on this, you know, foreign policy in the sense of, you know, let's get out of Iraq, let's get out of Afghanistan, let's get out of this, you know, be done with all of this. And he's dialed that back a little bit. But I think to the extent that we use our might to be strategic, find these guys, know where they're at, boom, take them out. It's a better way than this giant footprint.
Iraqis, by the way, were celebrating in the streets.
They were. I saw that.
That this guy got killed. You asked for Rose McGowan's tweet. All you need to hear is the first sentence of her tweet from yesterday, or last night. Dear Iran, the U.S. has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize.
Oh, my Lord.
Unbelievable.
Todd found John Kuzak here. It says, Trump in full fascist 101 mode. Steal and lie until there's nothing left and start a war. He's so idiotic, he doesn't know he just attacked Iran.
What about all the advisors, John, around him, all the military advisors, all the intelligence people around him telling him what to do? What about them?
Well, not to mention, come on, he's so idiotic, he doesn't know he just attacked Iran? It's the top Iranian commander. I mean, of course he does. That's why we did what we did.
You realize they just attacked our embassy?
And that's not like anywhere else. So old John Kuzak, he's gonna cower in the corner now because of what Iran did.
What a dipstick.
Peace through strength.
Him and McGowan should go there. Rose McGowan should go there and stand in the street.
They all could.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Just start screaming about what she thinks and what she wants and how, you know, yeah, see how far that gets her.
Well, put them both right there in the middle of it all.
What really ticked me off about this goofball, Rose McGowan, she says, we are being held hostage, we as in the U.S., by a terrorist regime. As in the Trump administration. So we as American citizens are being held hostage by a terrorist regime, the Trump administration. Folks, this is how they think.
Leave.
Scott, do you feel like you're being held hostage at the moment?
I don't. I feel like
you're free to leave the country at any point in time.
Yeah, I feel actually that I finally have somebody that really gets it. That really gets what we need
Kevin,
to do.
Kevin, do you feel like you could just go to Canada or Mexico and the country would not stop you?
I'm pretty sure I can.
By the way,
yeah, part of being held hostage is whether you could be stopped from having your own free will of whatever.
Mm-hmm. She says here, though, Todd, we do not know how to escape.
That's why she's so. That's why it's just ridiculous.
It's called an airplane. Get on it. Yeah. It's called a
Canada.
Boat.
Go
get
there.
On one.
A road trip.
And then my favorite, the close of this. This is again Rose McGowan, who I don't. Has anybody seen her in any movie, any ever? I don't know. I mean,
I had to Google her because I didn't know.
Is she
know
kind of
either.
A big deal or what? What you know? I thought it was maybe that lady in Titanic. Wasn't that a Rose somebody or another?
No, yeah,
she
that was,
Rose
her, that
in the
was
movie.
Her character.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Anyway, please do not kill us. That's how she ends this. Please do not kill us.
How would they do that, Rose?
You can't make it up.
Exactly.
Can't make it up. The Armed Services
Committee.
I don't know,
let's just say John Cusack, except good actor, but once again, in real life. Just because somebody can act doesn't mean they know everything, folks. Tom Cruise, another example, right?
Here's John a question Cannon. For you, folks. And again, this is my, I'm giving you my commentary. It's all I have. It's all I have on this whole thing, and I've given you some, you know, goofy commentary that's out there. I'm really interested in what you think. When you heard this last night, when you woke up this morning and grabbed this, what'd you think? Call me at 258-0550, 701-258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550.
I just saw a meme with the picture of Trump holding a magic wand. He says, now for my next act, I'll make Democrats defend Iran.
Oh. Pretty good, and they are.
Yep.
And they are, right on cue.
Outstanding.
Exactly right. All right. Let's chat next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talk a little bit about the energy of North Dakota right now. The energy that comes back to citizens in every corner of the state. There isn't a water project built. There isn't a road that's built. There isn't schools that are built that don't benefit from oil and gas revenue. Over half the taxes paid in the entire state of North Dakota from oil and gas. Just think about that. So don't think of it as a Western North Dakota thing. Certainly it is. And a lot is happening in those communities. And the folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council work very hard with the communities and producers, so, you know, to secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. But every inch of North Dakota is benefiting from this. Every inch. And with the Legacy Fund, generations of North Dakotans will benefit. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Gary in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yes, I applaud what Trump did last night, killing this Iranian general. The backlash may come with the Iranians deciding to go after Trump himself. Now, could they pull it off with just their people? I don't think so. But what if they would ask for help from radical Democrats and the swamp in D.C.? Based on their actions these past 3 years, I would have to say that maybe they would give the Iranians that help. And here would be a question for Kramer that I should have called maybe an hour later. You know, of course, the CIA and the NSA could monitor communications of Iranian citizens in the United States here, you know, principally from their embassy. But are the CIA and NSA restricted to monitoring suspect American citizens overseas? Or do they have to obey the civil liberties of the Constitution in that respect? My understanding is they do not.
So I'm trying to remember. So FISA court is what allows them to surveil here and follow trails overseas, right? So if they have the intel, I think they can go to the court and say, that's what the Foreign Intelligence, Surveillance Act is all about. But
regrettably, I have to say, you know who I'm talking about, the Gang of Four and et al. Yeah, if they were approached by Iranians for help, they would probably say yes. How do you watch them? I don't know.
What did you want me to ask Kevin for you?
Just ask that.
Can we watch them here?
Can you watch them here and do the civil liberties of the U.S. Constitution apply to the U.S. citizens overseas? Do you need a FISA warrant to monitor a U.S. citizen's communications from somewhere from outside the country to the United States?
Sure, got it. Go ahead.
My understanding is that you do not. They can be monitored. But I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Exactly. I hear you. We'll ask the question for sure. Gary, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. John in your Manitoba, John?
Yes, I am, sir, and thank you so much for your fantastic show. I listen to you guys religiously daily. I just wanted to make two quick points. One is, big hats off to President Trump for doing what he did for all of Western civilization, the free world. It's a long time coming since Beirut, and hopefully the beginning of rolling back that terrorist nation. Secondly, please don't send any more leftists north of the border. We got too many up here as it is.
I don't know. They're looking for a home, you know.
Yeah. I know. They can keep going across the Arctic Circle and head to Russia if they want, but they're not welcome here.
Well, yeah. What do you think of Prince Harry coming?
Sorry, say that again?
Prince Harry's coming your way, it sounds like. He said his wife has had enough of England, so they're coming your way.
Again, you know what? We appreciate the offer, but I think she needs to find a better home because we're all full up of leftists here. We're all full up. We can't handle it anymore.
What in the world were you guys doing re-electing Trudeau, that empty suit? What in the
heck
happened?
I hate to say it, but I feel like I'm a California Republican up here because there's so many of where we voted, 70% voted conservative. So there's clearly a big schism in Canada, too. It's blue right from Thunder Bay, Ontario, right to British Columbia, other than the urban areas. And this is the problem. There's such an urban-rural divide right now, at least in our country.
But you're saying Thunder Bay East isn't that rural urban divide? It's all blue?
Well, basically from Thunder Bay, Ontario, all the way west to the Pacific Ocean, other than the big cities. The big cities.
No, I get that. I'm asking east. I'm saying east. Is east just more left?
You know, and the fact is, it's just like there's a lot of great Republicans in California and these poor states that are run by Democrats, and they're like refugees in our own country, Canada. You know, Toronto has its pockets, even Quebec, New Brunswick has lots of conservatives too, but again, we just don't have the numbers, and we don't have a free First Amendment here. So we have state-run communications. It's really hard to get that conservative message out.
Well, appreciate the call, John. We're here for you. You need to vent
right on,
you,
guys.
You just keep listening and... give us a ring anytime, okay?
Thank you very much for that. And again, it made my night last night reading what happened, because that guy, he had it coming for a long time. And anyone who does the research will know what I mean by that. All right.
There's no doubt about that. None. It's like Kevin's favorite meme here. Now for his next act, President Trump makes Democrats defend Iran. You can't make it up. Do you have?
They're doing it.
Do you have any of that?
Oh, who do you want? Yeah. How about the Spartacus?
What did Cory Booker say?
Spartacus. Oh, it's all
presidential
bad.
Candidate.
Soleimani has American blood on his hands, but we also have to look at the larger strategic situation in that area. We have a president who has had really a failure in his Iranian policy, who's had no larger strategic plan, and has made that region less stable and less safe.
So it's his fault. It was Trump.
Yeah.
That made the Middle East.
It was so safe before.
Yeah. Less stable.
Yeah.
It's just priceless when you can.
How about Bernie?
Because if you think the war in Iraq was a disaster, my guess is that the war in Iran would be even worse. That war and that vote was the worst foreign policy blunder in the modern history of the United States. And as a senator, I'm proud that I helped for the first time in 45 years to utilize the War Powers Act to get the United States out of an unauthorized war in Yemen. And unfortunately, after passing in the House and the Senate, Trump vetoed that legislation.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's talking about Iraq being the biggest policy blunder in the history of the United States of America, the war to go to Iraq and defend you know, basically what we were doing in my mind there is we were saying, look, we've got a really bad actor, and we're gonna put a check on him here. If you don't do anything, you would have had a very ugly situation. So I really hesitate to say he's right to say it's the worst policy blunder ever. Did we ever do everything right? No. No doubt about that. It had a little too much of a sort of nation-building kind of mode there. But in my opinion, when Bernie Sanders says that's the worst decision ever, what you just did is everybody who died serving there, defending the United States of America, you just said, you died for no cause. You died for
exactly.
A really dumb idea.
Bingo.
That was really stupid. Everybody that, you know, send loved ones over there and worry day and night, you just spit in their face. But that's what they do when it comes to defending freedom, folks.
Scott Hannon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of angry Iranian citizens fill the streets of Tehran chanting death to America, the president of that nation is vowing retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani and some of his colleagues at the Baghdad Iraq airport. President Hassan Rouhani calling the attack a cowardly act. U.S. officials say those generals were planning new attacks against U.S. interests and allies in the Middle East at the time. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says of the Iranian people's reaction,
the Iranian people understand that America is a force for good in the region, and I'm convinced that the support that we have provided to the people in Iran and the support we will continue to provide for the people in Iraq will work to protect American interests and make lives better for those people as well.
He spoke on CBS this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Keith Urban there, 28 before the top of the hour. Call us at 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-367-2054. 701-226-8503. On what's on your mind. Get to some of those text comments in a moment here and back to your calls. And we found that clip of Geraldo Rivera and Brian Kilmeade today, and also Lindsey Graham, who's got a lot of insight on this as well. Chat with him in a moment. I want to tell you a little bit about my friends at the University of Mary. The holiday season is not done. Christmas is not done. We're still, remember the 12 days of Christmas? That starts at Christmas. That's why I, once in a while, still play some Christmas music here. I'm not ready to give it up. The guy's grown here, but I love it. Well, if you're still in the Christmas gift-giving mode, as you should be in this Christmas season, I want you to think about a life-changing gift. This could be a gift for a birthday. This could be a gift for an anniversary. This could be a gift for, you know, whatever the milestone, in addition to Christmas. It's the gift of education for someone you love, for you. Complete a bachelor's degree or a graduate degree or learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary. Affordable, flexible, adult education. And at a seriously affordable price. The great thing about the University of Mary, unlike any institution I've ever been a part of, ever seen, ever spent time around, your success is their priority. Your success is their priority. It's amazing. And the bond with the students and the instructors is pretty incredible. At Mary, you matter. And they're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. Call the friendly admission folks at the University of Mary. Get started. 701-355-8030 or find them online at umary.edu/discover more. Classes start this month and in February at the University of Mary. Listen closely to the analysis of Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina, close ally of the president's, on this bad actor that we took out last night in Iraq from Iran, this Iranian general. Listen.
If you come after Americans on President Trump's watch, you do so at your peril. All the things that Soleimani had done in the past were real. But he's not dead today because of what he did in the past. He's dead today because he miscalculated what President Trump would do regarding future attacks. If I were the president, I would put on the table targets in Iran, not Iraq and Syria. Economic targets that would crush the economy. The maximum pressure campaign has worked. What would take it to the next level would be destroy the ability of the Iranians to refine oil into and sell it.
Very interesting. And, of course, the price of oil has spiked. I haven't seen it lately. I could check here, but it was up a little bit on the heels of this, much like it did after the Saudi attack, but then it leveled off. So we'll have to see. It'd be interesting to see if that holds, because if it does, it's because of American strength in oil.
I love his first sentence in that statement.
If you come after Americans on President Trump's watch, you do so at your peril.
Okay. I mean,
there you go.
You couldn't say it any better than
no.
that right there. If you come after Americans on President Trump's watch, you do so at your own peril. Now, this is where critics need to understand. And folks, it's the United States of America. There's nothing wrong with criticizing the President of the United States. I'd hope people be a little cautious about it at a time like this when you've got, you know, a military situation, but that's sort of gone out the window. Okay? It's pretty much gone out the window. So I'm not saying somebody can't have a different opinion, but if you come to your opinions with a thought process that says, oh, if we hit them, they're going to hit us back harder, then you belong in Canada.
There you go.
You belong in another country.
Perfect.
That just
yep.
wants to get along with everybody. Because I'm telling you.
After that call, you're going to pick on Canada again?
Well, I think he'd agree with me that, that there's too many of those folks there. But, yeah. With all due respect to Canada, I'm just saying it's a different mindset. It's not the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we have to think like that again. Okay. What Lindsey Graham just said there was profound in a number of ways. He said, this guy isn't dead because of what he did. Right?
Yep.
He isn't dead because of what he did, which means what? Somebody dropped the ball. Because
yeah.
this guy's killed a lot of us. We've done nothing. We've given pallets full of cash back. No, he is dead because the president was presented with intel about what he was going to do. And he miscalculated. He thought, Trump will do anything, just like the others didn't do anything.
I made it a point to go around Facebook and look at half a dozen of my friends who are active military, and every one of them are applauding this.
Oh, of course.
Every one of them are high-fiving, and this is way overdue. Yeah, and I'll listen to those people before I listen to anybody like, you know,
Senator Kevin
Rose McGowan.
Too.
General Soleimani was a terrorist, plain and simple. He ordered several attacks on Americans, actively planning more. So this reaction sends a clear message that we'll defend our own against such evil acts and evil actors. So congratulations, of course, to the Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, and to the brave service members who successfully executed this mission. There's no question the world's a safer place because of them.
I have an analogy I want to bounce off you two guys.
And by the way, before your analogy, Senator Kramer joins us next hour for the full hour. So your questions on this or anything else, welcome for him coming up. What's the analogy?
Let's say you're the number one ranked amateur boxer in the world, okay? But you're an amateur. You have a shot to get in the ring against Mike Tyson. Do you do it? The answer is no, because you're going to get your butt handed to you. That's the analogy we're talking about here.
Does Mike still have what it takes, though?
Well, I'm just saying. Back in the day. 25 years ago, back in the day.
Yeah, the timing of that analogy
you know
is kind of
saying.
Important. Yeah,
you know
no,
what
I
saying,
hear
though?
I do, 100%.
That's
absolutely.
That's what they're saying. They're going, wait a minute, we can't get in the ring with this guy because he'll beat us to death.
Geraldo Rivera had some very interesting things to say about this Iranian general as well. And then he contrasted with, but we shouldn't have done anything about it, which is very odd. But anyway, listen to this little food fight with him and Brian Kilmeade.
This is far more significant long term than even the taking out of al-Baghdadi. I would submit more important, significant than the taking out of bin Laden. The taking out of Soleimani is a gigantic, gigantic tactical victory for the United States. I emphasize tactical. For the moment, we have taken out the main Iranian mastermind. He was the Secretary of Defense. He was the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the head of all special forces. He was in charge of forces in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq, and, of course, in his own country, in Iran.
He had a role in Afghanistan.
He even had a role in Afghanistan. This is huge. That does not mean to say that I believe that this was a smart move. I think that what we have done, we have been fighting bees. The bees have been swarming all over us. We swat them here, we swat them there. They attacked our bases. They took out the contractor. They wounded a bunch of other people. They've killed a lot of people over the years. What we have done is killed the queen bee. The hive is now busted open. I fear the worst. I think that what we have done is unleash the bees, to keep that metaphor going.
What else are we supposed to do, Geraldo?
Well, you know,
I mean, this guy, he has blood on his hand. Exactly.
What else are we supposed to do? I think that when the de-escalation at the embassy happened a couple of days ago, that was the end of this chapter. The United States, with its firmness, had won the victory. It wasn't going to be Benghazi. It wasn't going to be, Tehran from 1980. We won that technical victory. Now we have taken this huge military escalation. Now I fear the worst. You're going to see the U.S. markets go crazy today. You're going to see the price of oil spiking today. This is a very, very big deal.
He's wetting the bed. He's wetting the bed. And you know what? He's like a true Democrat. I mean, I like Geraldo. He brings a lot more common sense than most Democrats do, but he's a Democrat. And you're going to hand wring. You're going to say, ooh, what about this? What about that? What about this? Strength comes how? I mean, peace comes how? Strength. It does not come from, oh, what about this? Oh, what about? Let's go to Hazen. Jesse, what do you think about all of this? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Just doing a little bit of research here online, and I sent you a link to this article, Scott, on Facebook Messenger. All these Democrats and all these Hollywood people are freaking out over this. Underneath Obama, there was 563 strikes done, Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, all over the country. And there was an estimated around 500 civilians even killed during those, but you didn't see all these people losing their minds when that was happening. It was a pat on the back and a good job for taking out Osama and all these other guys. And they're so two-faced, it's unbelievable. They don't care about the country at all. I was happy as heck for Obama and the administration and the country when those terrorists got taken out. But yet Trump takes out a terrorist that's been killing U.S. citizens abroad, and now Trump's and his administration is the enemy. It's the most two-faced group of individuals in our nation is the people that are calling for his wrongdoing, supposedly, last night.
See what you think of this, Jesse. This is Joe Biden this morning. Says President Trump tossed a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox with the targeted killing of the top general. Said it could leave the U.S. on the brink of a major conflict across the Middle East. What do you say to that?
We've been in the Middle East since 1991 and before that even. Yeah. It's a constant conflict over there. You'll never get away from it. But if you let these people continue to spread terror through the whole world, it will end up on our doorstep.
I don't know why.
Tonight is the only thing that's going to stop it.
Why do these people defend Iran? They manufacture the IEDs that is the biggest weapon against our soldiers of anything. Remember the tanks? We had to harden the tanks. We had to get the Humvees. You had to get the extra plate along the bottom, and it took us a while to get them. That was because they're doing IEDs. That's Iran. So, you know, you're exactly right. Joe Biden, wake up, buddy. You sat there in the White House for 8 years while all this was happening. We were at war then. So now we're doing something about it.
Been at war for 30 years with that region, and it's not going to stop.
No, thousands of years, really, when you think about the ideology.
Oh, yeah.
We go back to the Crusades, for crying out loud.
I appreciate the call, Jesse.
Guys.
Thanks very much. Good Hazen common sense right there. Let's see here. Squeeze in a text before the break. Got a bunch of those I need to get to here. My two cents. I think we're finally taking a stand instead of sending millions of dollars to them. Finally taking a stand rather than sending millions of dollars. That's an important contrast to the last administration, I think, for folks out there that aren't political. More after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Kevin's choice for a bumper.
Ice cold, man. That's outstanding.
Who's this dedicated to, Kev?
General Soleimani.
I see. Are you saying that he's assumed room temperature? Or worse?
Sorry, I had to.
That
was outstanding. Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Yes, we did.
Interesting. Yeah.
Don't hate because I'm funny.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Let me get Nick and Moorhead in here quickly, and then we're going to talk to Bison football, and then be back with Senator Kevin Cramer next hour, too, and talk more about the Iranian strike and the reaction to it. Nick, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I am good. I don't know if you remember me. Scott, I'm a former Iraqi, and a Kurdish. And I want to congratulate Mr. Trump on this huge, huge victory. This was long, long overdue for the whole Middle East. Now, for all those listeners that are bragging about Qasem Soleimani and the tactics he used against ISIS, well, he used them for their own benefit. What they did was the Iraqi government didn't bend to the Iranian regime before, so when ISIS came about in 2014, it was a perfect opportunity for the general to come in and fortify the Iraqis and separate the Iraqi government, so it was a weak, it ended up being a weak government, so he could have all this influence in Iraq. Now, the Iraqi government is very weak, and all the decisions are made in Tehran instead of Baghdad. So this was a huge victory and long, long overdue.
That's good insight from someone obviously invested in the region. I do remember you, Nick has a car lot in Moorhead on 75, just a little bit south yep. of 94. And 75 there. And by the way, we bought a car for our daughter, who now is, of course, in college, and it got handed down to her sister, who's now in, you know, junior in high
yep.
school. It still runs like a top, Nick. Still runs like a top. So I would highly recommend, if somebody's looking for a used vehicle, they come find Nick, because he'll take good care of you.
Well, thank you very much. Scott, I have one question to ask Senator Kramer, please.
If you want to hang on, you can ask the first one, Nick, so don't go away. Just hang on. He'll be coming up here in a little bit, okay? We'll have you ask him firsthand. Right now, I want to get Nate Tangway in here and talk about Nate's Notes as we count down to Frisco, brought to you by Gate City Bank. On the program, former four-time national champion with the Bison. He'll be leading our coverage from Frisco, and we're looking forward to it, and this countdown's been a blast. Nate, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, man, life is good. I already had 5 cups of coffee this morning, so...
We're going to shoot you out of a cannon, for crying out loud, if you got 5 cups of coffee
yeah.
in your... And, of course, we thank our friends at Gate City Bank with locations all across the state of North Dakota. And Nate is going to be a part of the fan cam down there, and you're going to see a lot of his reports from Frisco. Should be fun. So are you hearing from a lot of your former teammates and, you know, different events being planned ahead to Frisco? What's the buzz right now?
Yeah, man, they're pumped. I mean, they have pretty much today and tomorrow. That's still a hard day. And then you just kind of slow everything down come Sunday. And that's when things start to get really real, you know. It's the guys are tired of hitting each other and banging up on each other now. So they just want to get down there and play James Madison. It's going to be an awesome game. They know they're a good team. So they're ready to play. I mean, the leadership that they have, you know, from Ben Ellison, Derek Tuska, you know, those guys, James Hendricks is awesome. And I mean, Derek Tuska is as legit as they come. Joey Boza, Easton was telling me that Joey Boza was asking about him. I mean, when you have Joey Boza, one of the best pass rushers, you know, and a guy that was an All-American at Ohio State, asking about Derek Tuska, it's a pretty, pretty cool thing.
So you and I have talked a little bit about James Madison and the fact that there's some bad blood there. Any trash talking going on so far leading up to this, or you know, are you seeing anything from the James Madison folks or anything that that might light a fire at all?
To be honest, I really haven't. You know, I've seen a couple of friendly bets, you know, online and everything about like, hey, if NDSU wins, I wear this hat around, or you know, what I mean, things like that. But I haven't seen anything too big. I'm just amazed that NDSU is the underdog going into the game.
That probably isn't a bad thing, though, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, if anything, I mean, like, it definitely adds fuel to the fire for us. You know, saying that we're the underdog after, you know, winning 7 out of the last 8 championships and being undefeated this year, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. And a quarterback that's up for the Walter Payton Award, I don't know how you make NDSU an underdog after everything we've proven, but I think it's also a good thing because it'll tell these guys that, hey, we better step it up.
You have been vocal about wanting more fans there and more excitement there and not to take this for granted. Do you feel like there's a good buzz about the amount of people going down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if
you know how it is. It's one big party down there. Okay, you can't miss it. The stadium's going to be packed. There's going to be plenty of NDSU fans, and I'm excited. I mean, I got a house with 12 of my buddies, and the class below me has a house with 12 of their buddies. So it's going to be quite a time, and I know for a fact that there's a ton of people going down.
Well, it sounds like it is going to be something, and of course, Nate will be covering it all for you folks. If you can't join us in Frisco, just join us on air, and we'll be there for you. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the update. Talk to you Monday.
Yeah, talk to you Monday.
Gate City Bank, thank you. A better way of life. That's Nate Tanger.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.